Lesson 9F. Disastrous mistakes. A.
There were red faces at the headquarters of French train company SNCF in 2014 when they discovered that 2,000 new trains they had ordered were 3 centimetres too wide for many station platforms. The error appears to have happened because RFF, the company that runs the rail network, gave SNCF the wrong measurements. Instead of measuring all the platforms on the rail network, they only measured platforms that were less than 30 years old. They didn't realise that the gap between platforms built more than 50 years ago is narrower because trains in those days were a bit slimmer. The new trains cost 15 billion euros, so there is no question of rebuilding them. It will be cheaper to alter the width of the platforms. But that has so far cost 50 million euros and the job is not yet finished. There are still 1,000 platforms that need adjusting.
B.
In September 1999, after a trouble-free 286-day journey from Earth, the Mars Climate Orbiter fired its engines in order to slow down and put itself into orbit around Mars. Its mission was to collect information about the Martian climate and try to discover whether there was water on the surface of the red planet. The engines fired successfully, but that was when the problem started. The spacecraft was only 60 kilometres from the planet's surface instead of 160 kilometres. According to NASA scientists in Florida, the engine quickly overheated, stopped working, and was unable to prevent the spacecraft from continuing straight past the planet. It is now probably orbiting the Sun. The accident happened because 2 sets of engineers, one working in metric, millimetres, and the other working with the imperial system, inches, failed to communicate while they were building the spacecraft. It turned out to be an expensive mistake. The Mars Climate Orbiter cost £125 million.
C.
What is sea level? Surely it is the same everywhere on Earth. Well, in fact it isn't, and that is what led to a problem with a bridge being built across a river between Germany and Switzerland in 2004. In Germany, people measure height in relation to the North Sea, while Switzerland chooses to use the Mediterranean, which is 27 centimetres lower. The engineers were fully aware of this difference between the two versions of sea level. However, as the two sides of the bridge came closer to each other, it became clear that they would not meet exactly, as there was a height difference of over 0.5 metre, 54 centimetres to be precise. Instead of subtracting 27 centimetres, the German engineers had added 27 centimetres. The German side therefore had to be lowered before the bridge could be completed.
D.
In 1628, the Vasa was the most powerfully armed warship in the world, with 64 enormous cannons. Her Swedish makers were justifiably proud of her. But 20 minutes into her first journey, she was hit by strong winds. She tipped over to the side, water rushed into the ship, and she quickly sank, only a mile from the port. 30 people died. Over the centuries, scientists have tried to explain why the ship was unstable. Most agreed that the top of the ship was far too heavy, but that was not enough to explain why the ship sank. Now, however, scientists at the Vasar Museum, where the ship is displayed, believe they have the answer. They measured every piece of wood in the ship and found that the vessel is asymmetrical and one side of the ship is much heavier than the other. How did this happen? The scientists discovered 4 rulers that the workmen had used, but the rulers used different scales. 2 used Swedish feet, which were divided into 12 inches, while the others used Amsterdam feet, which had 11 inches in each foot. So different carpenters were using different systems of measurement, and this led to the wood on one side being thicker than on the other.